Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Take a look in the 5 and 10,
glistening once again
with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store.
But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that chooses the wish of Barney and Ben.
Dolls that'll talk and will go for a walk is the hope for Janice and Jen.
And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Now there's a tree in the Grand Hotel,
one in the park as well,
the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start,
and the thing that will make them ring
is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots
is the wish of Barney and Ben.
Dolls that'll talk and will go for a walk
is the hope for Janice and Jen.
And the Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
Perry Como, along with the Fontaine Sisters, and they start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before from 1951, with a song written by Meredith Wilson. And not surprisingly, it's a Christmas song. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. This morning, look, we see there's just 5 more days until Christmas. And that means, if you haven't started already, it's time to celebrate the holiday season. Why don't we relax for a while? Sit back and listen to some music for the season from the performers who brought it to you on records and airwaves many years ago. Well, this is lovely music, and however you celebrate the holidays, it's always nice to listen to it as we enjoy all the different things we like to do at this time of year. Well, we have 3 more lovely voices coming up just in a moment, and we're going to go next to Doris Day, again from 1951, and the song is called A Christmas Story. It was written by Pauline Walsh and featured in the film On Moonlight Bay, where it was performed by Doris Day. And as I said, that's called A Christmas Story. Next up, after Doris, we're going to go to 1943 and to perhaps one of the most familiar voices associated with this time of year, and that's Bing Crosby, of course, and We'll be hearing from him, well, quite a bit this morning. And we're going to start, as I said, in 1943 with a song called I'll Be Home for Christmas. Very popular song at this time. It was written by Walter Kent, Kim Gannon, and Buck Ram. And another Christmas song, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. We're going to hear it from Lena Horne, actually from 1966, a little later than we usually draw our recordings from, but Lena does such a lovely job. It was written by Fred Coutts and Haven Gillespie. Three more songs, and we'll listen now to Doris Day from 1951 with A Christmas Story.
Oh,
its trees and windows all aglow. Christmas with its snow and ice and mistletoe. Christmas, can't you hear the church bell?
Christmas, you can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas if only Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas if only
just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I call on dear old Santa Claus to spend a holiday. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Yes, he's making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. If you've been good or bad, so be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming now. Yes, Mr. Santa Claus is coming. It on very good authority. In fact, I think it was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer who told me so.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before, coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and it's CHUO 89.1 FM. And this is our holiday season special with lots of Christmas music and music about the season. And we just heard from Lena Horne from 1966, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Bing Crosby brought us I'll Be Home for Christmas, great holiday favorite, from 1943. And we started out with Doris Day from 1951 with a song called The Christmas Story that she sang in the movie On Moonlight Bay. in the same year, 1951. Well, as I mentioned, who is most associated perhaps with Christmas in musical terms? A contender has to be Bing Crosby. I think we were brought up with the sounds of Bing Crosby and all those wonderful Christmas songs over the years. And he also brought us some beautiful renditions of traditional Christmas carols. And I always like to enjoy them at this time of year. And this is a series that he recorded in 1942. And the carols that we'll hear this morning will be Silent Night, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, and Oh, Come All Ye Faithful. So here is Bing with some Christmas carols for us.
From God our Heavenly Father, a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name.
Christmas carols from the one and only Bing Crosby. So reminiscent of this time of year. We heard Bing from 1942 bringing us Silent Night, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, and O Come All Ye Faithful. Also known, of course, as Adeste Fideles. Our next recording is going to be brought to us by Buddy Clark. I think if you've listened to the show before, you'll recognize his voice, one of the loveliest of the crooners. Very rich, relaxed baritone. Buddy, of course, started out in the 1930s, and we're going to hear him from 1949. And the song is written by Kim Gannon and Mabel Wayne. It was a huge hit, both for Buddy Clark and also for Perry Como, who recorded a version of it at the same time, around the same time, anyway. The song, it's a lovely song. It's called A Dreamer's Holiday.
Climb aboard a butterfly and take off on the breeze. Let your worries flutter by and do the things you please. In the land where dollar bills are falling off the trees, on a dreamer's holiday. Every day for breakfast, there's a dish of scrambled stars. And for luncheon, you'll be munching rainbow candy bars. You'll be living on a mode on Jupiter or Mars, on a dreamer's holiday. Make it a long vacation. Time there is plenty of. You need no reservation. Just bring along the one you love. Help yourself to happiness and sprinkle it with mirth. Close your eyes and concentrate and dream for all you're worth. You'll feel terrific when you get back down to earth from a dreamer's holiday. Make it a long vacation. Time there is plenty of. You need no reservation. Just bring along the one you love. Help yourself to happiness and sprinkle it with mirth. Close your eyes and concentrate and dream for all you're worth. You will feel terrific when you get back down to earth from a dreamer's holiday.
From a happy dreamer's holiday.
We heard Buddy Clark with a lovely rendition of A Dreamer's Holiday, written by Kim Gannon and Mabel Wayne.
Proudly listener supported since 1991. This is CHUO 89.1 FM. Independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau.
Hey CHUO family, we need your help. CHUO is launching a GoFundMe in order to raise funds to keep doing what we love, sharing music, stories, the news, and many more things with you. Our GoFundMe will be shared on our CHUO.fm website, as well as all our CHUO social media platforms. So make sure you check it out. And remember, no donation is a small donation. To learn more about our GoFundMe, check out our website, CHUO.fm. Thanks for supporting our family.
Black on Black, keeping you connected to your community every Saturday at 11 a.m. Black on Black is a public affairs program reflecting both a Canadian and Afrocentric perspective in our discussions and coverage of issues affecting Canada and the Black diaspora, highlighting a wide variety of people, music, and events. Join us every Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon for news, views, and fascinating guests. Black on Black, only on CHUO 89.1 FM.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. We're coming to you from CHUO 89.1 FM. And this morning, well, we're celebrating the holiday season. We're bringing you some Christmas favorites in song from many years ago. These are original recordings, and I thought it might be fun to get into the Christmas spirit and enjoy some of these wonderful singers and musicians. And our next three songs about the season are from two lovely voices and a great jazz ensemble. One of my favorite Christmas songs was featured in the movie Meet Me in St. Louis. Well, that starred Judy Garland, and she actually sang the song in the movie. Another version of which I'm particularly fond is the one recorded in 1957 by Frank Sinatra. Well, the song is called Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And Frank recorded it in that year with the orchestra led by Gordon Jenkins. And the song itself, well, it was written by Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine. After Frank, we'll hear from another lovely voice, and that belongs to Mel Torme. We'll hear him in a recording from 1960, one of the most famous and the most loved Christmas songs of all. Well, he wrote it himself in conjunction with Robert Wells, and it is, of course, the Christmas song. And then we'll hear from a legendary duo, and that's Django Reinhardt and Stephane Grappelli. And they were two of the founding members of the Hot Club of France. Django, of course, a brilliant guitarist, and Stephane Grappelli, one of the great jazz violinists of the time. Well, they'll bring us a song they recorded in 1937, and it was written by Django himself, and it's called Christmas Swing. And we'll hear first from Frank Sinatra and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us will be near to us once more. Someday soon we all will be together, if the fate allow. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny little tots with their eyes all aglow, will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. So I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Though it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Love and joy come to you, and to you your carol too, and God bless you and send you a happy new year, and God send you a happy new
started out the set with Frank Sinatra and one of the Christmas gems, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Frank recorded that in 1957 with the orchestra led by Gordon Jenkins. Then we heard Christmas Classic, one of the loveliest songs about the season, and it's a Christmas song written by Mel Torme and performed for us today by Mel Torme from 1960. And we just heard from a fabulous duo of Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli from 1937, Christmas Swing.
For the finest in jazz, why not tune into In Transition with your host, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CKHUO FM 89.1. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, Randy features jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
We'll go to 1945, we'll go across to the UK, and we'll listen to a band that was very popular over there. It was during the wartime, and this was the Canadian Band. In fact, it was the Canadian Band of the Allied Expeditionary Force, led by a young Captain Bob Farnan, who went on, of course, to greater glory as the composer, conductor, and arranger Robert Farnan. Well, this was one of the many recordings that they made, and I believe it's from a broadcast, rather. I don't know how many recordings they made, but they made many broadcasts of a very famous Christmas song written by James Pierpont called Jingle Bells. After that, we're going to hear a couple of songs from artists we don't often hear from on the show. And I've got to say, they're rather like a little bit novelty numbers for the season, which is fun. And we'll go first to Dick Robertson, 1949. And he's going to bring us a cute number called Don't Wait Till the Night Before Christmas. And that is a very typical song from days gone by. Abel Baer and Sam Lewis wrote that. As I said, a novelty number. And then we'll hear from the Andrews Sisters, along with the orchestra of Guy Lombardo. And they're going to bring us the number, which was very popular for them at the time. It's not really a novelty number, but it's a little bit of a different approach to Christmas. They recorded it in 1947, and it was written by Lyle Moraine, and it's called Christmas Island.
3 nights before Christmas, and here to set the mood and open the show is the time-honored and so seasonable Jingle Bells.
Thank you. want toys like other little boys in your neighborhood. Don't wait till the night before Christmas to be good. And dolls with curls are for the little girls who do the things they should. So don't wait till the night before Christmas to be good. You can't fool Mr. Santa Claus, he knows right from wrong. And you can't be right for just one night, you gotta be right right along. You'd love to see another Christmas tree where the old one stood. So don't wait till the night before Christmas to be good. Santa Claus, he knows right from wrong. And you can't be right for just one night, you gotta be right right along.
Gorgeous voice. We'll hear from Eddie Fisher, who will bring us a song written by Seeger Ellis and Glenn Moore called You're All I Want for Christmas. And he recorded that in 1952.
You're all any time that I'm with you, you're all I want for Christmas. And if all my dreams come true, then I'll awake on Christmas morning and find my stockings filled with you. Any time that I'm with you, you're all I want for Christmas, and if all my dreams come true.
Eddie Fisher with You're All I Want for Christmas from 1952. Well, we're coming to the end of this holiday edition of I've Heard That Song Before. I would like to thank you very much for joining me on this nostalgic trip through some lovely seasonal music. And also, I'd like to give you all the very best wishes for a wonderful holiday time from the folks here at I've Heard That Song Before, and of course, from CHUO. Please do stay with us. Randy's going to be joining us in just a few minutes, and he's got some lovely jazz for you just coming up. And that's 2 hours of wonderful jazz for the holidays. And I hope you'll join me again next week for another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. And we have one more song for you this morning to see us out. Well, who else but Bing Crosby himself, and perhaps the most famous Christmas song of all time, Irving Berlin's White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.